more KBIA News, I'm Bridget Bowden. Missouri Treasurer Clint Zweifel is recommending steps to protect and bolster military bases and defense spending within the state. Zweifel's suggestions included creating a Missouri Military Foundation. The proposed private not-for-profit entity would coordinate efforts to support existing military installations and boost defense spending. The foundation would have a board that includes business leaders, community organizations, and retired military members. Zweifel was assigned to develop the recommendations by Governor Jay Nixon. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. In order to educate and highlight issues associated with sexual assault, the University of Missouri has scheduled various events throughout the month that are free to the public. Danica Wolf, coordinator of MU's Relationship and Sexual Violence Prevention Center, says the center is working hard to raise awareness for sexual assault crimes.
Awareness Month, like Sexual Assault Awareness Month, can be helpful for folks to take the opportunity to learn something new about an issue that they're not as familiar with.
Events for the month include a sexual violence legal panel, a medical panel, and the Angel Band Project, an advocacy organization that uses music therapy to help victims of sexual violence. The month will conclude with the 5th Annual Freedom Walk on April 27th, which will benefit the Central Missouri Stop Human Trafficking Coalition and the Find, Rescue, Embrace, Empower organization. The Missouri Senate has finally passed a tax cut bill after different versions were blocked by Republicans who opposed a compromise between the fellow GOP sponsor and Democratic Governor Jay Nixon. The bill is now on its way to the Missouri House, would cut the individual tax rate from 6% to 5.5% and phase in a 25% deduction on business income. The changes would not take effect until 2017. The measure is sponsored by Republican Senator Will Krause of Lee's Summit.
As Missouri continues to fall further behind other states, 18 states last year cut taxes, 2 cut taxes this year. This bill is a people's tax cut. This is a bill that sends taxpayer dollars back to the people, put more money in the economy, and will grow the economy.
Earlier versions of Krause's bill would have triggered tax cuts only when Missouri's K-12 schools become fully funded, and would have also capped tax credits for historic preservation and low-income housing. Governor Nixon is on record that he will veto any tax cut that prevents full K-12 school funding and that leaves tax credit reform unaddressed. The Missouri House has already endorsed legislation that would nullify some federal gun control laws the state considers to be infringements on gun rights. But today, the Republican-led chamber voted to remove a portion of the bill that could have sent law enforcement officers to jail for knowingly enforcing such laws. Under previous versions of the measure, federal agents could have faced up to a year in jail and a $1,000 fine. The House bill would only allow people to sue law enforcement for enforcing certain federal laws. The measure needs one more vote before moving to the Senate, where a similar bill has already been passed this year. The Senate version includes the possible jail term for federal agents. Columbia Regional Airport is adding a new flight. The airport announced a second route to Chicago O'Hare starting tomorrow. American Airlines will provide a 6 a.m. departure from Columbia Regional, as well as a return flight that would arrive at 7:45 p.m. Columbia Public Works spokesperson Stephen Sapp says the new route offers flexibility for business travelers.
The great thing about this flight schedule is that if somebody is going to Chicago to take care of business in Chicago, really they can take off early in the morning, conduct their business, and then actually be home in time for the 9 p.m. local news.
The addition brings the total number of departing flights at Columbia Regional to 4 per day, with 2 flights to Dallas-Fort Worth and the original Chicago flight still running. Sapp says this marks the most flights out of the airport in 15 years. Mothers of children with seizures have told Missouri lawmakers that legalizing medical marijuana could help their children. The Senate General Laws Committee heard testimony today on legislation that would allow marijuana use by patients diagnosed with debilitating medical conditions. The purchase price of such marijuana could be taxed up to 8%, and it could not be used near schools or some other public areas. A group representing physicians testified in opposition because medical marijuana has not gone through clinical trials. The Senate panel did not vote on the measure. In mid-March, Missouri's Historic Preservation Office awarded the City of Columbia a grant to help restore historic properties. The city is putting the money towards a hands-on approach to educate historic homeowners. KBIA's Josie Herrera reports.
The City of Columbia has received a grant to help fix up historic properties. Columbia holds about 140 officially recognized historic properties and many other unofficial historic homes. With a new grant from the state, city planner Rachel Bacon says, the city's preservation commission has found a way to help property owners who are intimidated by updating their homes, a do-it-yourself seminar series.
Everybody likes to watch HGTV and the sold house, but it's a little overwhelming to know how to do it yourself and do it not only safely, but do it well and then maintain the historic integrity of your home.
Three seminars have been planned to tackle window repairs, painting, and refinishing floors. Up to 60% of the total cost of hiring a consultant, renting a space, and providing tools to participants will be covered by the Missouri Department of Natural Resources. Workshops will also be recorded and put online as a resource.
Says, you know, we all like our updated kitchens and bathrooms. There's just a way to do it that is sensitive to the history of the home, you know, that balances modern needs and conveniences with historic elements. And you can do that, so you shouldn't be afraid to do it.
The seminars will be open and free to the public, and Columbia's Historic Preservation Commission plans to release workshop dates in the summer. Josie Herrera, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Bridget Bowden.